Good morning, church family. Here's what's happening around Madison Avenue. Today, we are officially streaming our service live from the Worship Center to our social media sites and to our overflow space in the Activities Building. So those of you who are viewing from home and from the overflow, welcome. Our student ministry has done it again. This past Wednesday, students and adults continued to work at Camp Tipton. They painted and began prepping the beach volleyball court for future camp activities. This is an ongoing project that you can be a part of throughout the summer. The more, the merrier. If you want to participate, contact the church office at office@madisonavenuebc.org. We only have 2 weeks until we begin our midweek missions opportunity at Second Harvest Food Bank in Maryville. The dates we will be serving are Wednesdays, July 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. We need at least 5 people each of those Wednesdays to serve. If you would like to connect out with our community in this way, or if you have questions, please call the church office or email us at office@madisonavenuebc.org. We are excited to announce an opportunity to connect out with our community through our partnership with Eagleton Middle School. Although there are many uncertainties about the upcoming school year, one thing that is certain for Eagleton is they have significant needs for school supplies for students and teachers. We as a church have an opportunity to meet some of those needs. An email has been sent out that includes a supply list for each of the grade levels and sections at the school. Beginning today and running through the month of July, we are asking Connect groups to adopt a section of the school. We have already divided sections up among a couple of classes. Shop locally or buy online some of the supplies listed and bring them to your Connect group on Sundays or by the church office during the week. If you don't belong to a Connect group but want to participate, contact the church office at office@madisonavenuebc.org. Also, now is a great time to connect in with a Connect group. Lastly, today as part of worship, we are celebrating the Lord's Supper. We are using pre-packaged kits to help cut down on others touching the elements. The kits are located on a table in the lobby. If you didn't already get your elements and need them, you can find them in the lobby. That's what's happening around Madison Avenue. And now, let's worship together.
Sacrifice that was made for us. Let us come before the Lord and let us humble our hearts before Him and put Him in the rightful place on the throne of our lives. Let's stand together and sing. Once again.
teach pastors up at night. One thing that teach pastors up at night is instructions on the Lord's Supper. Because there's two tabs. Saturday morning, I was here, and I pulled the bottom tab.
We're doing bread. These are actually in order. There's a cup, and on the top of that cup is a wafer. There is, if you want to look, two pull tabs on this. If you pull the bottom tab before you pull the top tab, it will explode in the pew. No, I'm kidding. And listen, here's the speech. I know this is different, and I know many of you already have a negative opinion of these pop tops. And that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. But listen, it's not about the cup, the style. In a minute, when you taste the wafer, you're going to be like, that tastes like paper. And you're right. It tastes like paper. But the significance of what this represents is why we're doing what we're doing. And one of the things that the Lord just put on my heart is, hey, it's COVID-19. You can't do the Lord's Supper. Oh, yes, we can. Because the Lord told us to do it in remembrance of Him. We'll find a way to do that. And this is the way right now that we can be the safest in terms of doing it. Make sure as you come into this time of the Lord's Supper that you approach it as we just sung so beautifully. You approach it for what it is. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. We just sang that. And what does it mean to think about that sacrifice? It means to ponder. It means to meditate. It means for you and I to allow the wonder of the cross to settle in and sink in once again. Now, I love that song. It kind of was the song I was singing all week, and so I told Jamie, and he obviously told Lisa, hey, we need to play this song, and here's why. Once again, I look upon that cross. What is the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper is for the church looking to the cross and worshiping and being reminded of the sacrifice, being reminded of what salvation is. The reason we celebrate the Lord's Supper is because it's a mark of the true church. And in taking these elements today, you and I are saying that we belong to Jesus Christ, that He is our Savior, that He is our Lord. And so you and I, as you think about this once again, what does that mean? Again, we're doing the Lord's Supper again. Why? Because we're forgetful, aren't we? We're doing the Lord's Supper again because Jesus told us, do this in remembrance of me. And so it's really important for us to understand that this Lord's Supper is worship. This Lord's Supper is an opportunity for us to come into the presence of the cross, to look and to marvel and to glory in what our Savior has done for us. That's why He writes these words. Once again, I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Who can look at the cross and be unmoved? Who can look at the cross and be unaffected? Because the cross does move us. And the cross does affect us. In fact, it stirs up our affections for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we look to celebrate this together today, we don't come unmoved. We don't come unaffected. We don't leave unchanged. But because we are moved and because we are affected, we will be changed. Because once again, Christ in His rightful place in our hearts and in our minds. Now notice what He says lyric-wise. Jesus Christ, I think, I dwell, I meditate, I treasure your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. We just sang that. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And then here's what he said that I hope we do in these few moments together. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, the wonder of the cross, the awe of the cross. My prayer in my office this morning was very simply that we would not go through the Lord's Supper as routine business as usual, but that we would approach it with the right heart, with the right mind, with the right spirit, and that you and I would rejoice that gathered today as the body of Christ, we can do this together because this identifies us. We belong to Christ. Christ is ours, and we are Christ's. He says, and I'm in that place once again, the elements of the Lord's Supper, the bread and the cup, take us to the cross. So as you hold these elements and partake of these elements in our service today, would they take you to the cross? And would you remind yourself that it was your sin that held him there until it was accomplished. The salvation, the redemption of our hearts. I love this section of the book of Romans because it lays out for us so clearly the gospel. It's Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now, after all the bad news that the opening chapters of Romans communicates to us, but now something's happened. The righteousness of God is God's saving act. It is God's plan and execution of our salvation. The righteousness of God is the gospel, and the righteousness of God is Jesus Christ. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested. I love that. God has put it up in our faces. He has shown it to us. It's not hidden, but it is revealed publicly, manifested right before us. He says that this gospel is apart from the law, doesn't come through obedience to the law. But here's what's interesting. The law and the prophets bear witness to it. What that tells you and I is that salvation was planned from the heart of God. And one of the things that the law and the prophets witness to is the law testifies that you and I are sinners. You and I are lawbreakers. You and I are separated from God because of our sins. That's what the law teaches us. But the prophets teach us that there's a Savior. There's a Messiah. There's a Christ. There's an anointed one to come who will bear the sins of the world. The law and the prophets bear witness to it. It is, again, verse 22, twice in two verses, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. So right now, today, we can know that we have right standing with God. That's righteousness. To have a right standing with God, to know I am right with God, not through anything of my own, not through anything that I've accomplished or anything that I've done or anything that I've achieved, but solely by the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's my hope and that's my peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The righteousness of God that comes to us through faith. Not by works, but by faith. By deeply trusting Christ in his finished work on the cross. And it is for all who believe, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Did you fail this week? Did you fail this morning? Yeah, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what does God do? God brings us before the elements, and he says, this is your forgiveness. This is your righteousness. This is your salvation. Drink and eat of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's our universal problem, that you and I are born sinners, rebellious and separated from a holy God. And only through Jesus can we be justified. That's what verse 24 says. And are justified, that is, made right with God, given right standing with God. This is a legal sense. We are declared through the blood of Jesus not guilty. And that, my friend, is what justifies us by his grace as a gift through the redemption. Oh, to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to be redeemed from sin's curse, from the slavery of sin, the punishment of sin, the curse of sin, redeemed from all of that through Christ Jesus. Would you pray with me? Father, as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper, Father, we want to listen to a song that challenges us before we eat and before we drink. Help us to take a look inside and ask you, Lord, of anything that we need to confess, of anything that we need to repent of. Father, you have warned us in your word not to take the Lord's Supper lightly. Father, this is weighty because it is our testimony. It is our identification with Christ. And so, Father, if we search our hearts, and Father, we need your Spirit to do that, and we sense in us a brokenness and a humility, Lord, we know that we understand the gospel. But Father, if our hearts are unmoved, if our hearts are unaffected, if our hearts remain unchanged, cold or hard, Lord, would you in this time of preparation break up the hardness of our hearts that we might be receptive to the grace that is ours in Christ Jesus. In whose name we pray. Amen. Feel free to pray, to bow your head, to get on your knees, to do whatever you need to do to prepare for the Lord's Supper this morning.
This is my body. Given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the bread of life broken for you. The love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see.
Demands my soul, my
wraps and peel the top. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Take and eat. Lord Jesus, we recognize the body that was beaten. The body that bled, the body that died, the body of a lamb, a perfect lamb, a perfect, sinless, spotless lamb. Jesus, you are the bread of life. And we declare in this place today that we have eaten and we have tasted that the Lord is good. And for your goodness and for your glory, we give you much praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Truth. This verse together. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all. Wash all my sins away. Wash.
wash all my sins away, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away.
Amen. You may be seated.
Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. And once again, I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Take of the cup. Lord Jesus, we are humbled by your mercy. And Father, would you just use this time of worship and celebration that we enter into as a time for us to re-up our commitment and our dedication and our allegiance to you. This is why there is no other God. Because our God gave his only begotten Son that we might be forgiven, that we might be the church ransomed, the church raised, a royal priesthood, Peter says. A holy nation. Set apart by the blood of Jesus. Marked by the blood of Jesus. What a Savior. What a Savior. And Father, nothing in this world, crazy as the days are that we're living in, can take away our Savior. He is our rock, and we declare him Lord in this place today. No one compares to him. No one is like him. And we know that in the end, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And Father, we can bow now and be saved, or we can bow later and, Father, be judged. So, Lord, if there's a person here today that doesn't know the saving power, the saving grace of Jesus Christ, Lord, we want them more than anything to be convicted of their need of this Savior. And there will be staff down at the front who will hang around after the service today to talk to you. You may want to stop by our welcome center on the way out, however you choose to do it. You may want to email us later today. But reach out. If Christ is speaking to your heart, reach out. He's reached out to you through Calvary's cross. Reach back to him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we sing these songs, I want you to just sing it out as loud as you can and give praise to the Lord. One thing I love about having a little boy who's two is that when he gets excited about something, you know it. You know, if he sees us in the, like, if Brittany walks away to get something at the grocery store and comes back, he's like, Ma! And it's like as loud as he possibly can. And everybody knows that she's his mom, you know. Everybody knows that I'm his dad when they see us. And as we're here today worshiping the Lord, let's proclaim that he is our God. He is our King. And let's not just let what we do in here stay in here, but even as we sing right now, I pray that folks across the road will hear it. And I pray that folks down the street will hear it. And let's just blow the top off this place singing with excitement to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. Amen. Let's sing this. Here we go.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. A crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Amen. Give him praise.
I did not trust. trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Oh, Christ.
Let's close out today singing of the power of the cross. Let this be our anthem today as we sing it.
Christ, we came.
and say to you who may be visiting, typically if someone joins the church, we line them up here and we come by and we hug them and we love them and we shake hands and we do all those wonderful blessings of letting them know how grateful we are. Well, given our circumstances today, we're not going to be able to do that, but I do have something else that we can do. So I'm going to ask if Chris and Carrie and Christian, if you guys would stand to your feet. This couple who is connected here to Greg and Linda and the crew, what a great blessing. They've been visiting with us. Chris has actually expressed a call to ministry. He's actually a student at Moody Bible Institute online, and this family comes to us today on their statement of faith and on their prior baptism by immersion that they want to be a part of Madison Avenue Baptist Church. I am thrilled that they are here and the future that they have with us and serving the Lord together. And I, for one, am very grateful that even during a pandemic and all the negative news that we see 24 hours a day, there are still people being obedient to the Lord, following God's calling. And I believe with all my heart that God's called them here to this church. So if you rejoice in that decision, would you let them know by saying amen?
Amen.
And would you give a hand clap of praise to the Lord? Thank y'all. Thank y'all. You can be seated. If you want to flash an elbow at them on the way out, you feel free to do that. And I just have to tell you, don't tackle them, you know. Don't do some of your normal. And Dolores, you're laughing, but I've seen you do that before. Dolores gets excited. I just want you to know what this has just been a great week in my heart, just to revisit the cross. Our lesson in our class today was from Deuteronomy 7, and it's when God tells the Israelites to go in, and those seven nations, and they experience the wrath and judgment of God. And I said to my class this morning, I said, do y'all realize that that's what God poured out on our Jesus, his only begotten Son? And folks, that's what we need. We need to be reignited in our passion for Christ. And so as you go today, rejoice. Be glad. We have a living hope and a living Savior. The greatest news that anyone can hear. As you go today, please take your cups with you. We have some deacons who are outside with some trash cans. Don't throw it at the deacon. Put it in the trash can. Again, don't tackle them. The blue offering boxes, which, by the way, orange paint has showed up, and Benny Peoples is not here to paint today, so I'm sure he'll want me to leave that over. But those blue boxes are there for you to give your offering on the way out today. And let me just say how grateful I was for Lisa to be back on piano today. Praise the Lord. Our plan is to slowly but surely build things back. And just keep praying that God lets us do what he's called us to do. Pray with me one more time. Father, what a great day to be in your house and great time of worship. God, you're so good. You're so good to us. You're so good to Madison Avenue. And what a privilege we have. And we know we're not all here yet. We know we've got some folks that we miss, that we love, that maybe are watching us even now online. And Father, in your perfect time, they'll be back. But Father, it's good. Oh, it's good to see our brothers and sisters and to celebrate the Lord together. And Father, as we go forth from this place, oh, let us go as those who've been forgiven. Let us go as those who have been set free. Let us go as those who experienced and taste the great grace of Jesus Christ. There is nothing like it. And may we let others know that our Savior is mighty to save. We pray and ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You are dismissed.